For our reading this morning, let's turn to the book of Ephesians and read chapter number 2, the first 13 verses. Ephesians chapter 2, the first 13 verses. In you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Certainly, this is a familiar passage of Scripture to us, and it's read often, and we refer to it often, knowing of the goodness of God and this great love wherewith he has loved us and the mercy that he has shown unto us. And so, in this morning hour, I'd like to view this Scripture through a verse that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" This is a question to us, that we would recognize that God has given unto us of his good and his Holy Spirit, that as Jesus has gone to be with the Father again, as he was resurrected and ascended back to the Father again, that the Holy Spirit would come down and that he would abide within us. And that we would recognize this great gift that God has given unto us of the Holy Ghost living within us. And then as the Holy Ghost then is living within us, the Bible here says, then you are not your own. You are not your own. But we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's, and he owns us in that he has purchased us and bought us through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and we are his, and he has given unto us of his good and his Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And so let's consider that and consider where we have come from and how the Lord has called us and how he wants us to be as he owns us. We are not our own. We belong to him. And so this chapter begins with the conjunction and. And so we know that when we use the word and, it's an addition of two concepts, of two truths. It says, and you hath he quickened. So he quickened us, but there's something that comes along with that. And so we look at the previous chapter, and we see what it is that is tied to this truth that he has quickened us, that he has made us alive. It says here in the previous chapter that we would know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. This is the mighty power of God and his working in us, which God wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So God wrought this power in Christ, and he raised him from the dead and made him to sit with him on his God's right hand in heaven above, in heavenly places. This power God wrought. And in conjunction with that, he quickened us too. He made us to be alive. And so in this same thought that as God raised Jesus from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand, he quickened us likewise. He made us to be alive. He made us to come to this light and to this knowledge of him. We are born of God. This same power that God wrought in Christ, he wrought in us as well. That we would be quickened, that we would be made alive, that we'd be born of him. And we need to marvel at this. The Apostle John wrote in his epistle saying, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us that we should be called the sons of God." This is a marvelous thing, that God would love us so much that he would call us the sons of God. This is what he has done for us, and he quickened us. He made us to be alive. But if he made us to be alive, we were in a dead state. We were dead. We were alienated from God. We didn't know him. We were dwelling in darkness. And so the chapter continues now, he says, who were dead in trespasses and sins. This is who we once were. We were dead in our sins. We trespassed against God, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. In time past. Three times in this reading that we had this morning, it says, in time past. How it was. How it used to be. And how there's a difference between what it was in times past, in that darkness, in that trespasses against God, in that sin that we once were in. Now we are illuminated by his great light. So in time past, we walked according to the course of this world. That wide way, that course where the world goes, where it's all about ourselves, where humanism reigns, where it's all about me, selfishness. That's the course of this world. That's the way the world goes. And we are called to go against that. We are called to walk separate from that. So in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. This is the world that we live in this darkness, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh. Again, here it is, in time past, in the way it used to be, not anymore, in the way it used to be. We all had our conversation. He's saying that it's indiscriminate, whether you were a Jew or a Gentile, whoever you were, we all in times past had our conversation, had our lifestyle in the lust of the flesh. That's rampant. That's all around us. We see that, the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. No difference. When we were called out of sin, we were called out of darkness. And it didn't matter where we were in terms of being a Jew or a Gentile or whatever the circumstances were in times past, all were under sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so he's saying here, we all came out of sin. We all had our conversation, our lifestyle in times past, according to the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Jesus says we can't serve two masters. We will hate the one and love the other, or vice versa. We can't serve two masters. And so we were once serving the prince of the power of the air. We were once serving Satan. We weren't really, most people say, I'm doing my own thing. But when you do your own thing, you're really serving Satan. Being selfish is serving Satan. We see the society that we live in and the rampantness of sin and how men have turned away from God and give no credit to what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has done. They don't want to know what the Lord has done. And so Romans speaks to this and says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. They didn't want to know about God. And so God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. Think of these things that are going on in our society. Covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understandings, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Unmerciful. This is the society that we live in. And God gave them over to a reprobate mind because they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge. But this is what we were in times past, even as others. No different. We think of great sinners. Great sinners. And here the Bible is classifying us. We were the same. There was no difference. We all had our conversation in times past. We all had our lifestyle in times past in these things, even as others. Then here comes another conjunction in verse number 4. It says, but God. But means there's two topics here, but it's in contrast. One is in contrast to the other. So in contrast to who we once were, even as others, now it says, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. This is our God with whom we have to do. This is who we want to know more of, to have knowledge of him. He is rich in mercy. He's rich in this mercy. And he has great love wherewith he loves us. And it says, even when we were dead in our sins, even when we were rebellious, even when we were haters, even when we walked in our sinful way, even when we were selfish and thought everything was about us, even when we were in that sinful state, God had great mercy. And he showed us his great love wherewith he loved us. This is the God whom we have to do. And so here's a conjunction. We were in sin, but God has great mercy. And he has great love wherewith he loved us. And even at a moment when we were despicable, unlovable, he loved us. He quickened us together. So again, he's reminding us that we were made alive. We were in that dead state, but now we are made alive. He did that. We didn't do it of ourselves. No other man did it for us. No other power did it, but God raised us up together. He quickened us together with Christ. And he reminds us, by grace you are saved. By this grace that God has given unto us, we are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Lord did this for us. He took us from darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God, that we might receive forgiveness of sins, and that we might receive an inheritance with the saints by faith that is in Christ Jesus. God did this for us. Because he loved us. Because he has great and rich mercy. God did this all for us, and we rejoice in him, and we acknowledge our unworthiness, and we are thankful, and we bless his name for that he called us from this darkness that we once were in and illuminated us with his great, great light. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. He's showing that throughout all ages, and we could look in ages past, how God was faithful and how he called our forefathers to this salvation. And he's doing it yet today. And we see his grace in his kindness toward us, and it's all through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It was grace. It was grace that took us from darkness unto light. It was grace that took us from selfishness to submission to the Lord. It was grace that took us from the ownership of being underneath the master of the prince of this air, of the air, to God who's all powerful. It was grace that did that. And we have faith in that. We didn't do it ourselves. It was a gift. A gift is undeserved. And that's what was that is what was given unto us. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. And then further he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We're his workmanship. So he translated us from the power of Satan unto himself. He did that work. And through by grace and faith in him, that happened. And now he has created us in Christ Jesus unto good works. So we have been translated. We've been moved from that darkness unto light. And now we abide in good works. God has ordained now that we would abide in good works. But it wasn't our good works that took us from darkness unto light. That was God's gift to us. That was salvation. That was the power of God. Because he quickened us. We didn't make ourselves alive. He did that. But now, as we are in this illuminated state, we are his workmanship. We are his. We belong to him. Again, going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He has given unto us his Holy Spirit. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? The Holy Ghost has been given unto us. We now have a new master. We no longer serve Satan. We no longer serve the prince of the power of the air. We don't do that any longer. We now have his Holy Spirit abiding in us. And so there's this great contrast, and there needs to be a great contrast between the time that we were living in darkness to the time now that we are living in light. That his Holy Spirit would be evident in our lives, that he directs us, that he guides us, that he speaks words of comfort to us, that he allows us to do what he would have us to do. And we are no longer our own. We are no longer our own. We belong to him. We are his possession. We are born of God. He made us alive. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the sons and the daughters of God. So we are no longer our own. We are his. And we are his workmanship. And we are now created unto good works. We don't simply come from the power of Satan unto God and then go about our lives. But we are created and ordained unto good works. And he would have us to abide in that way. Truly it is a great privilege to say that we belong to the Lord. The Lord owns us. We are his. We have his seal in us. We have his Holy Spirit abiding in us. Moses was given a message from the Lord. The Lord spoke unto Moses and said, "Do all my commandments, do all of them, and be ye holy unto your God." And he says, "I am the Lord your God." God tells Moses this. He says, "I own you." God says, "I own you. I am the Lord your God, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God." And then again he says, "I am the Lord your God." God sent Jesus here upon this earth. And he redeemed us. And God says, "You are mine. I'm giving you my Holy Spirit. You are mine." And we rejoice in this. And yet we come before him reverently, and we serve him, and we do these good works that he is calling us to. Again, we are his workmanship, and we are created unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. And then in Romans chapter 8, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." When we have his Holy Spirit in us and we are no longer our own, we are directed by the Spirit of God, and we are the sons of God. "For we have not received the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption." We have been adopted by God. We are now his. And then now we can cry out to him and say, "Abba, Father." And he recognizes us as his sons and his daughters. We have been called out of darkness into light. And now we can say, "Abba, Father." The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We belong to him. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, bears witness with our own spirit that we are the sons of God, the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are his. What a great blessing, a great, great blessing that is, that we are his. The Bible also says that whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. So in all circumstances of life, we are the Lord's. His Holy Spirit abides within us. We are no longer our own. We belong to him. And now as we abide in this state, that we are illuminated by the knowledge and by the love and his great mercy, his rich mercy that's been given unto us, we abide in this state and we are ordained unto good works and we are his. And in all circumstances of life and even through death, we are the Lord's. And again, that gives us great comfort. That gives us great joy that we belong, we are underneath the ownership of, we are the children of the living God who can do all things, who is all powerful, who is omnipotent. We are his. We belong to his. And he's not ashamed to call us his sons or his daughters. First Corinthians chapter 3 says, "We are laborers together with God." We are his workmanship, and we are laborers together with him. We are God's husbandry. We are God's building. We are God's. And we labor together with him. God was rich in mercy. We are also rich in mercy. God showed love. We are also to show love. God blessed us. We are also to bless others. And so we are laborers together with God. A great, great privilege and yet a great responsibility. But we are his workmanship. We are his. And he's working in us to do his will, to please him well. We're his husbandry, we're his building. Further, the Bible says, "Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's." We belong to him. And so, since he who owns the cattle upon the thousand hills, He has given us all things. And in his riches, in all that he owns, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We are Christ and Christ is God's. And so we glory in the Lord. All things are ours. He who has all riches in his hands, he says that all things are yours. This is the God with whom we have to do. He is rich in mercy, and he loves us, and he wants to pour out his blessings upon us in all his goodness. On Wednesday night, we read there Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all your need." God will supply our needs. There's not a need that we have that God will not supply, because God can do all things, and he owns everything, and all things are ours. And so we rejoice in this, that God will supply all our needs. How? According to his riches. According to his riches, because he owns it all. In glory by Christ Jesus. God does all these things, and we rejoice in him. One more verse I'd like to refer to here is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5:15, and it says, "And that Christ died for all, they that live should not henceforth live unto themselves." We've been born again. We've been made alive. And so now we should not henceforth live unto ourselves. That's what happened in times past. But now, we should not live unto ourselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Christ died for us. He shed his precious blood. He shed his precious blood. And he wants us to live for him. Again, we are Christ, and Christ is God. We belong unto God. He has given unto us of his Holy Spirit, and we are his. And now there needs to be a distinct difference from in times past when we walked according to the course of this world, when we did our own selfish thing, when we were looking to have everybody look at me, look at me. Now we say, when we have been illuminated, look at Christ, look at God, look at him who is rich in mercy, look at him who loved us with a great love, even when we were dead in sins, look at him. And this is who we have become, those who glorify the Lord and magnify him and do his will, knowing that we are his workmanship. And so he says, "Wherefore remember." So now remember this. Don't forget. Remember this. Again, Peter in his epistle there wrote that we would add to faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and all those things, and to brotherly kindness charity, and all these things. And then he says, if these things are in you and abound, they will make you that you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he who doesn't abound in those things hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. If we are not exercising ourselves in the Lord as he has ordained, as he has called us from darkness into his marvelous light, and now he wants to have us to be having good works in our lives, if we're not doing these things, we've forgotten. We've forgotten that we are purged from our old sins. And so here, the Apostle Paul is writing to the Ephesians saying, "Wherefore remember that ye being in times past, how it used to be, not anymore." We don't go back to sin. We don't go back to darkness. "We were called uncircumcision by them, which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands." The Jews were saying to the Gentiles, "Oh, you're just people who don't know the Lord." But now, again, that conjunction, but now, in contrast to how it was in times past, in that darkness, in contrast to that, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometime far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now it's different. We were far off. We didn't know the Lord. We had that reprobate mind. We did our own selfish thing. We were saying to everybody, "Look at me, look at me." And now it's all different. Now it's all different. We've been illuminated. We have a spirit of meekness. We are peacemakers. We're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We're seeking to be the light of the Lord here upon this earth, a city that it cannot be hid. We're seeking to be a blessing in other people's lives. We are seeking to show mercy, to show God's love, to draw others unto Him. And we are now nigh unto the Lord. We were far off. We didn't know Him. We were far off. But now we are drawn nigh unto Him. We are drawn very near and close, right up with the Lord. And how? By the blood of Christ. Our redemption was paid for at an extremely high price. We weren't purchased with gold, with many, many pieces of gold. That's not how we were purchased. God bought us, and He owns us, and He paid the price. And that price cost Jesus, it was Jesus' blood. That was the cost that was paid that we might be drawn near unto God. And so as we draw near unto God, works of darkness can't be a part of our lives. Our selfish ways can no longer be a part of us. Those things are mortified. Those things are slain. We now walk in newness of life, and we please Him well, because we are no longer our own. We are the Lord's. We have been bought by a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Everything that we have, it belongs to the Lord. He owns us through and through. He owns our spirit. He owns our bodies. He owns our possessions. And He has ordained us unto good works. He has blessed our lives richly. And He wants us to bless others. He wants us to walk in His ways and to please Him well, that He would not have to be ashamed to call us His sons and His daughters. This great love that God has given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God, the sons and the daughters of God, ought to be a very, very precious thing in our lives. We ought to seek to glorify the Lord for all that He has done, because He is worthy. Amen. There are many titles that one can have in this life, some that are very important. Being a dad, being a mother, being a grandfather, being a grandmother, being a teacher, being an uncle, being an aunt, being all these different titles have great value. But there is none title, not CEO, not most valuable player, whatever the title might be, there is none title more valuable than having the title Son of God, Daughter of God. This is the greatest title that we could have. And God is saying, you are mine. You are mine. And in addition to that, what gives us great comfort is that Jesus says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. We as God's sons, we as God's daughters, we will never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, the Lord Jesus says. We are secure in Him. We are His child, and we are secure in Him. No man shall pluck them out of my hand. My Father, Jesus says, which gave them me, is greater than all. The God to whom we belong, He is greater than all. There is none greater than Him. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We are in the hand of the Lord Jesus. We are in the hand of the Lord, of God the Father. And Jesus, in truth, says, no man shall be able to pluck us out of their hand. And we rejoice in that. And we give Him the honor and the glory. Let us live for Him. Let us know that we are not our own. His Holy Spirit abides within, and we are to live for Him. Amen.